धर्मस्य दक्षा दुहितरी अजनिष्टमूर्त्याम् नारायणो नर इति स्वतपः प्रभाव दृष्ट्वात्मनो भगवतो नियमावलोकम् देव्यस्तु वनंग पृतना घटितुं न शेको धर्मस्य दक्ष दुहितरी अजनिष्टमूर्त्याम् नारायणो नर इति स्वतपः प्रभाव दृष्ट्वात्मनो भगवतो नियमावलोकम् देव्यस्तु वनंग पृतना घटितुं न शेको धर्मस्य दक्ष दुहितरी अजनिष्टमूर्त्याम् नारायणो नर इति स्वतपः प्रभाव दृष्ट्वात्मनो भगवतो नियमावलोकम् देव्यस्तु वनंग पृतना घटितुं न शेको धर्मस्य ऑफ धर्म द कंट्रोलर ऑफ रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स दक्ष वन ऑफ द प्रजापतिज दुहितरी अंटू द डॉटर अजनिष्ट टुक बर्थ मूर्त्याम of the name Murti, Narayana, नारायण नरः नर इति दस स्वतपः पर्सनल फाइनेंसेस प्रभाव स्ट्रेंथ दृष्ट्वा बाय सीइंग आत्मना ऑफ हिज ओन भगवतः ऑफ द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड नियम अवलोपम ब्रेकिंग द वाव दिव्य सेलेस्टियल ब्यूटीज टू बट अनंग प्रतन कंपेनियन ऑफ क्यूपिड घटितुम टू हैपन न नेवर शेकु मेड पॉसिबल ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन टू एग्जिबिट हिज पर्सनल वे ऑफ ऑस्टेरिटी एंड पेनेंस ही अपियर्ड इन ट्वीन फॉर्म्स एज नारायण एंड नर इन द वूम ऑफ मूर्ति द वाइफ ऑफ धर्म एंड द डॉटर ऑफ दक्ष सेलेस्टियल ड्यूटीज द कंपेनियंस ऑफ क्यूपिड वेंट टू ट्राई टू ब्रेक हिज वाउज बट दे वेर अनसक्सेसफुल फॉर दे सॉ दैट मेनी ब्यूटीज लाइक देम वेर एमिनेटिंग फ्रॉम हिम द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड परपर्ट The Lord, being the source of everything that be, is the origin of all austerities and penances also. Great vows of austerity are undertaken by sages to achieve success in self-realization. Human life is meant for such tapasya with the great vow of celibacy or brahmacharya. In the rigid life of tapasya, there is no place for the association of women. And because human life is meant for tapasya, for self-realization, factual human civilization, as conceived by the system of Sanatan Dharma, or the school of four castes and four orders of life, prescribes rigid dissociation from woman in three stages of life. In the order of gradual cultural development, one's life may be divided into four divisions: celibacy, household life, retirement, and renunciation. During the first stage of life, up to 25 years of age, a man may be trained as a brahmachari under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, just to understand that woman is the real binding force in material existence. If one wants to get freedom from the material bondage of conditional life, he must get free from the attraction for the form of woman. Woman, or the fair sex, is the enchanting principle for the living entities. And the male form, especially in the human being, is meant for self-realization. The whole world is moving under the spell of womanly attraction, and as soon as a man becomes united with a woman, he at once becomes the victim of material bondage under a tight knot. The desires for lording it over the material world, under the intoxication of a false sense of lordship, specifically begin just after the man's unification with a woman. The desires for acquiring a house, possessing land, having children, and becoming prominent in society, the affection for community and a place of birth, and hankering for wealth, which are all like phantasmagoria or illusory dreams, encumber a human being, and he is thus impeded in his progress toward self-realization, the real aim of life. The brahmachari or a boy from the age of 5 years, especially from the higher caste, namely the scholarly parents, the brahmanas, the administrative parents, the kshatriyas, or the mercantile or productive parents, the vaishyas, is trained until 25 years of age under the care of a bona fide guru or teacher, and under strict observance of discipline, he comes to understand the values of life along with taking specific training for a livelihood. The brahmachari is then allowed to go home and enter householder life and get married to a suitable woman. But there are many brahmacharis who do not go home to become householders but continue the life of naishtika brahmacharis without any connection with women. They accept the order of sannyas or the renounced order of life, knowing well that combination with women is an unnecessary burden that checks self-realization. Since sex desire is very strong at a certain stage of life, the guru may allow the brahmachari to marry. This license is given to a brahmachari who is unable to continue the way of naishtika brahmachari, and such discriminations are possible for the bona fide guru. A program of so-called family planning is needed. The householder who associates with woman under scriptural restrictions after a thorough training of a brahmacharya cannot be a householder like cats and dogs. Such a householder after 50 years of age would retire from the association of women as a vanaprastha to be trained to live alone without the association of women. When the practice is complete, the same retired householder becomes a sannyasi, strictly separate from woman, even from his married wife. Studying the whole scheme of dissociation from woman, it appears that a woman is stumbling block for self-realization, and the Lord appeared as Narayana to teach the principle of womanly dissociation with a vow in life. The demigods, being envious of the austere life of the rigid brahmacharis, would try to cause them to break their vows by dispatching soldiers of Cupid. But in the case of the Lord, it became an unsuccessful attempt when the celestial beauties saw that the Lord can produce innumerable such beauties by his mystic internal potency, and that there was consequently no need to be attracted by others externally. There is a common proverb that a confectioner is never attracted by sweetmeats. The confectioner who is always manufacturing sweetmeats has very little desire to eat them. Similarly, the Lord, by his pleasure potential powers, can produce innumerable spiritual beauties and not be the least attracted by the false beauties of material creation. One who does not know alleges foolishly that Lord Krishna enjoyed women in his Rasa in Vrindavan or with his 16,000 married wives at Dwarka. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadam Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీకి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవి గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణి నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమా ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీన బంధో జగత్పతి గోపీశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది కౌరవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. వుడ్ యు లైక్ టు కమ్ లిటిల్ ఫార్వర్డ్, థింగ్స్ లిటిల్ స్ప్రెడ్ అవుట్, ప్లీజ్ కమ్ ఫార్వర్డ్. ఇస్ ఇట్ అప్? హరే కృష్ణ. సో వి ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ అబౌట్ షెడ్యూల్డ్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్. సమ్ హౌ దర్ ఐఎమ్ షెడ్యూల్డ్ టు గివ్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. గాడ్స్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ ఇన్కన్సీవబుల్. సమ్ ఆర్ షెడ్యూల్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్, సమ్ ఆర్ నాట్ షెడ్యూల్డ్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్. This incarnation especially has been very, very significant for those who are on the path of self-realization. And we can see that the Supreme Lord manifests himself in various incarnations, and all these various incarnations have specific purpose, and we can learn a lot from each and every incarnation. In fact, since last few days devotees have been discussing about incarnations, and everyone is going quite deep into each incarnation, trying to do more research and explain. And 2 days before, it was appeared like a preamble for Lord Chaitanya's appearance, which is also going to happen very soon. Lord Chaitanya's appearance is not scheduled incarnation amongst, but of course it is said to be a channa avatar, hidden incarnation. Karabhajan Muni, one of the 9 Yogendras, he mentions, he gives a hint of that incarnation. And all other incarnations are ultimately preparations to have celebration of that special incarnation of Kali Yuga. Because in Kali Yuga things are very, very different. The lifespan has decreased, our attention span has decreased. There are so many innumerable difficulties and distractions of this Kali Yuga. So therefore Lord appears as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to attract our mind so that we become totally attracted by his pastimes, by his Nama Rupa Guna Leela. And I was also meditating upon this another fact that these scheduled incarnations appear at various times of Brahma's day and various manmantaras. But the Lord is so kind that he gives himself always in the form of Granthavatar. Srimad Bhagavatam is a Granthavatar. Lord has appeared as a Vedic literature Grantha in which we can always take shelter of that avatar. And another avatar he has taken is, yes, every day we do, Harinam, Harinam avatar, incarnation of the holy name. Aap baithiye na sir, thoda. So, holy name appears always. Lord Krishna appears as a holy name. And we can always take shelter of that holy name. We can always take shelter of Granthavatar Srimad Bhagavatam. And as devotees discuss, the Lord, we can see that he is appearing in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. When we are discussing about various incarnations, divine devotees are speaking. So that is also incarnation of the Lord. There are various incarnations have been discussed about Varaha Avatar, Suyagya, Hari, Kapila, Dattatreya, Four Kumaras, and today Naranarayan Rishi. So Naranarayan Rishi, they appear as human beings. The Supreme Lord appears as a human being. And they perform austerities, tapasya. Tapasya for what? For not their own salvation. They are eternally liberated. They are incarnations of the Lord. So what is the use of performing tapasya for them? They don't need any tapas. But it is explained that Naranarayan Rishi, they are performing tapasya in Badrikash, in the part of upper part of Himalayas. It's very cold. We cannot sustain there. Here we find difficulty to chant and regularly follow the regulative principles. But they are performing austerities, great penances, for the welfare of all human beings like us, those who are suffering because of Kali Yuga. And this metal life itself is a big suffering. What to speak of Kali Yuga suffering? So they know that in Kali Yuga there'll be people who will be misdirected, who will be disturbed, they will have short span of life. They cannot focus on the holy name. So they are performing tapasya in Badrikashram as Nara Narayan Rishi. And it is explained that when such tapasya is performed in the proper conscious, tapasya also has to be performed in a proper consciousness. It is not just tapasya will give benefit. It is not just the torture of the body which will one will become elevated. That has to be understood very clearly. One has to be in the right frame of consciousness. One has to have proper understanding of tapasya. And the purpose of tapasya, one has to remain very focused. Otherwise, mental energy can distract even the great yogis and tapasvis. Therefore, it is very, very important to understand the right consciousness in which tapasya has to be performed. And here Nara Narayan Rishi, they perform tapasya in the right consciousness, in the right frame of mind. And we can see that they are helping the society tremendously. It may appear that they are materially unproductive. They are not doing any kind of economic development, so-called. But their tapasya, their practice of penances, what science of naishkarimya they give, is the guiding principle for all four varnas and ashramas. Because how to perform our daily activities, in what consciousness it has to be performed, that has to be understood, so that we don't get entangled in this material. Otherwise, any activity we may perform, according to law of karma, we get entangled. Therefore, they give the process of naishkarmya. Naishkarmya means, doesn't mean not doing activities. Okay. Sometimes it is misunderstood that naishkarmya means not doing any activity, becoming inactive, just give up everything. And renounce everything. That is one kind of misunderstanding. When Arjuna was also kind of following that path, Krishna told him that you cannot become nishkriya. Na karmanam anarambhan, naishkarmam purushosnata, na cha sannyasana deva siddhim adhigacha. He told Arjuna that by not doing any activity, you cannot achieve the state of naishkarmya. Not even taking sannyas one can achieve perfection. This is Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita chapter 3. Arjuna wanted to become a sannyasi. Wanted to give up everything. Because he thought that this war is very much entangling, sinful. I will incur sin. So Krishna has to tell this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to elevate his consciousness, to elevate his understanding, so that he fights, he performs his activities in the right consciousness and still not get entangled in the material world. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmari yudhyach. Therefore, you should perform all your activities. You should fight always remembering me. And in that way you will not get entangled in this material world. So this is very intricate. This is very, very interesting. Bhagavad Gita becomes very, very interesting when one goes deeper. It is not just one understanding, one reading, one will get all clarity of Bhagavad Gita. The more one keeps reading, keeps listening, keeps hearing from in the association of devotees, then the right consciousness will develop, the right understanding of Bhagavad Gita will develop. And therefore, here Narayan Rishi, they explain this process of Naishkarmi, so that everyone is able to perform their activities in the proper consciousness and still not get entangled in the material world. So Narayan Rishi are not ordinary sages, they are incarnations of the Lord. And here it is explained that they perform such austerities that their power increased so much that Indra, Lord Indra, the God, administrative God of this material universe, he became disturbed. He was disturbed because he felt that these Narayan Rishis are going to excel. They are going to take over my position. I will lose my position as Indra, the controller. And then what he does is very, very interesting and very, very purifying. He has done for many others. It is not that only Narayan Rishi was tested. He sent Cupid, Kamadev, to test Lord Krishna, Madan, Cupid, Kamadev. He came to taste Lord Krishna. I think in Teru Kadamba or somewhere in Vrindavan. And we know the influence of this Cupid. Somebody said that Cupid makes everyone stupid. It is the influence of this demigod which is all pervading everywhere. Nobody can escape. So when this Cupid came with his bow and arrow and he sent so many demigods to disturb Narayan Rishi. They were very great, powerful sages. They could not be disturbed by him. And when Cupid tried to disturb Narayan Rishi, Narayan Rishi welcomed this Cupid as an honored guest. They did not become angry at him. This is very, very important, that how to deal with this situation. Because even somebody becomes angry, one may overcome one enemy, but one will fall prey to another enemy which is within. So Narayan Rishi welcomed this, all these demigods and all the various activities they were trying to do to disturb this, their austerities. And when they understood that, and then what they did, they created many celestial, many extremely beautiful ladies, by which their power was totally annihilated. It was eradicated. They just could not do any mischief. And then Naranarayan Rishi told that, okay, you take one of them with you. Now you came, so you take as a gift and go back. So they understood that we are helpless, we are defeated now. So they took Urvashi, who was the very, very beautiful lady amongst them, and they went back to Indra. When Indra, he saw that his plan was foiled, he was embarrassed, he was scared, but Lord did not kind of punish him. He understood that Indra does such kind of things. He comes under the influence of such kind of things. So they just, Naranarayan Rishi forgave Indra and maintained their austerities, focus on the self-realization. And same Naranarayan Rishi, they came as Maitreya Muni explains to Vidura, that same Naranarayan Rishi came as in the dynasty of Kuru and Yadus as Arjuna and Krishna. Krishna and Arjuna, they are none other than Naranarayan Rishi. When we read the verse also, Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottam. Srila Prabhupada explains the meaning of Naram Chaiva Narottama. That is Nara. That is Chaiva. And Narayan Rishi. Nara Narayan Rishi. Narayan is the Supreme Lord unto whom we are offering respect to conquer death. And Nara Narayan Rishi also. Devim Saraswati, Saraswati Devi. So, and Vyasadeva. So, these personalities are very important in order to conquer death. Without their mercy, we cannot overcome. And here, we can see that Srila Prabhupada is explaining that when one becomes really powerful in his austerities, in his celibacy, he is on the path of self-realization, then one will get tested. Whichever ashram you are, the test has to come. Whether we are getting attracted to the material energy or we remain focused on serving the Lord. That is the test everyone has to pass through. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing the training as a brahmachari. Four varnas and ashramas are very scientifically designed so that one practices celibacy from the very beginning of one's life. Because this energy is so powerful. If it is channelized properly, it can do a great service to humanity. It can create love and respect. It can create stability in the society. It can create sustainability in the society. It can create peace and harmony amongst people and nations. It can create sanity in the society. So therefore this energy has to be understood very carefully. And if this energy is not channelized properly, if it is negatively used, then we can see that it creates adverse effects in the society. There are fights, terrorism, hatred, jealousy, competition, fault finding, instability, social breakdown, violence. All these things happen because that energy is not properly understood. And therefore, the Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam here gives a very, very important message that one has to practice celibacy, one has to practice tapasya, one has to practice sense control right from beginning of one's life. Tasmat tam indriyanam nyamya dau nyamya bhartar shabha. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Therefore, right from beginning, one should curb, one should control the senses right from the beginning. Because Arjuna's question was, who is the enemy? Who is my enemy? He was thinking that these Kauravas, are they my enemy? Who is my real enemy? Atha kena prayuktayam papam charati purush anichchanapi varshaya baladivaniya niyoshi. Krishna, Arjuna, when he asked this kind of question, that what is that force which is impelling me to do sinful activity? Papam charati purush. This is very sinful. What is that force within? Anichchanapi vashna, even if I don't desire, still it is forcing me to commit sinful activities. So therefore, it is very, very important to understand the power of this energy. And if it is not controlled, then what happens? And we can see in today's society what is happening. There is so much disturbance in the society, social breakdown, divorce rates are increasing. So many children are getting killed in the womb of their mothers. It is not for a creation purpose. Recreation. It is not for recreation. It is for procreation. That has to be understood. And therefore, the training is especially very, very important. And if one has practice, then only Srila Prabhupada, someplace he mentions in Srimad Bhagavatam, that those who practice sincerely, those are brahmacharis sincerely, they can become good grihasthas. Not just because somebody is not able to control the mind and senses and then he becomes a grihastha. No. One who has sincerely practiced, what has control over his senses, can become a good grihastha. And those who are good grihasthas, those who are practiced in their grihastha life sincerely, they can become good vanaprasthas. And then they can become good sannyasis. If there is no restriction, if it is uncontrolled, then the varnashrama doesn't exist. It just cannot exist. Civilization means regulation. So therefore, here it is very, very important to understand that how Lord Krishna tells Arjuna that bahune me vyatitani janmani tavacharjuna. You and I have taken many births, earlier also, and he indirectly hints that we had taken birth as Naranarayan Rishi, and now again we have taken birth. And you cannot remember, but I remember. So therefore, we must understand that the Supreme Lord as a super soul is accompanying each and every soul. And He is guiding everyone. He is giving us that direction to go back home, back to God. To understand the nature of the self. Because according to one's gross body, anyone may be subtle body, one may have particular psychological status and development, and one will act accordingly. But as a spirit soul, one has a different nature. And one has to cultivate that. One has to go deeper to understand what is our real self. Who we really are. Trying to understand our real self. What is that environment in which the soul can develop? The soul has a particular spiritual nature which can develop in a spiritual environment. What is that environment? What is that culture? What is that space in which we are trying to go, trying to enter, where there is harmony, there is peace, there is no jealousy, there is no envy. That is what the soul is hankering for. And therefore the entire practice of all the varnas and ashramas is varnashramacara vitta purushana parapuma vishnu raradhyatetam. Lord Chaitanya, I think he discussed with Ramananda Rai about all these different topics. And who is Ramananda Rai? Ramananda Rai is none other than Arjun. And Lord Chaitanya is none other than Lord Krishna himself. So every yuga they come and they give this kind of guidance to us. So we must understand everything very clearly. What is the purpose of all these incarnations? They have very, very specific purposes. And as Lord Chaitanya came, and will be soon celebrating Lord Chaitanya's appearance, and the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very, very important for all of us. And we can see that that message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken all over the world by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, because He saw that there is a great need in the society. The society is getting misdirected. It is losing complete focus. There is no focus to the society. And therefore, so many problems are happening in the society. And here we can see that Srila Prabhupada is explaining the system of Sanatana Dharma. Whenever Srila Prabhupada is explaining about Bhagavad Dharma, he connects with Sanatana Dharma. Because it is the eternal nature of the soul. The soul is eternal. His nature is eternal. He can be happy in the eternal environment. The soul cannot be happy in the temporary illusory environment. So therefore, this is a higher level of understanding. Srimad Bhagavatam immediately brings one to the higher level of understanding. The Sanatana Dharma, the science of the soul. And when we hear about Lord Krishna, his pastimes, then one will become attracted to Lord Krishna. Because that is our original attraction towards the Lord. That is the natural attraction of the soul to the Supreme Lord. And therefore, when that Cupid was trying to disturb Lord Krishna, that Cupid could not, somebody can give water, the water. So, when that Cupid tried to attract Krishna, he could not disturb Krishna. In fact, he got attracted to Lord Krishna. Krishna was so beautiful, charming. His eyes are blooming like a lotus flower. And he has such enchanting smile on his face. We can see that Krishna is always smiling. He's playing on his flute and he's always smiling. Just to attract all of us to his eternal abode. And therefore when that Madana was attracted by Mohan, Lord Krishna. Therefore, Lord is called as Madan Mohan. That is our Sambandha Murti. Sanatan Goswami's worshipable deity, Madan Mohan. And Sanatan Goswami explains that if you want to establish our connection with the Supreme Lord, we should pray to Madan Mohan, Lord Madan Mohan, that we get attracted to him. We don't get attracted to the material energy of this material world. And we can see that original temple is in Vrindavan, right? Madan Mohan temple, Sadhana Goswami established. And that replica of Madan Mohan temple is very close by. Anybody can visit there. It's just few hours from our temple. It is at Govardhan Eco Village, where you can go and take darshan of Madan Mohan. It's a life-size temple. And very specially some architecture was done and lot of research was done by lot of our devotees. And that deity was installed there. So we can go and take darshan of that Madan Mohan temple. So I would like to stop now. Time is over. There are many other stories which I wanted to tell, but maybe sometime later. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.